By the late 1600s, although Taiwanese settlers already had pottery-making skills, most of the more exquisite bowls, plates, and various porcelain wares still had to be imported from the Chinese mainland. In those days, ceramic urns, clay jars, and other containers were also used as ballast for stabilizing the ships. And when the goods arrived in Taiwan, these empty containers could also be sold as commodities. Meanwhile, these ceramic products were also entering the lives of Taiwan's indigenous peoples through local trade. They gradually replaced the original ceramic wares they were using, to the point that they indirectly affected the pottery-making culture of some of the indigenous peoples. It even caused the loss of some of their original pottery-making technology.